Today, we're in the studio with Michael Parker, President of the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce and the driving force behind Enable Coaching. Alongside him is Karen Lewis, Chamber Secretary and Marketing Guru from Oceana Marketing. Together, they're bringing us updates on Chamber events happening across August and September. They're joined by VIP member Lorraine Nielsen, founder of Property Destinations and a licensed property strategist, helping Australians build long-term wealth through smart property investment. Since 2008, Lorraine has supported clients Australia-wide with personalised investment strategies, property analysis and research, bringing clarity before commitment and creating a clear path forward. Lorraine was recently recognised as the 2026 Great Companies Woman Leader in Strategic Property Investment Advisory and is also a finalist in the 2026 Local Business Awards for the Moreton Bay region in the Specialised Business category. That's pretty amazing. As a proud VIP member of the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce, she is also passionate about supporting local businesses, meaningful connections and a thriving Palmerstone community. Welcome, Michael, Karen and Lorraine.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
Hey, listen, I've bought you something really special today.
Oh, really?
Really special. This lady who's sitting next to me is our very, very first VIP person.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
So we came up with this concept somewhere around November. We'd only just started, remember? We probably had about 120 people.
Yep.
And we came up with this idea that because we're a free-to-join chamber, that we would have VIPs. And as soon as we mentioned it, as soon as we came up with the concept, came up with the package, Lorraine, the very first time I got up and said it, Lorraine joined.
Yep.
So tell me, Lorraine, how crazy that is. Why would you pay money to be a VIP in a chamber that's free to join?
Well, I could see what you were building there, you know, at Palmerstone and locally within the region. So I just wanted to be a part of it and be part of the launching of all of that. And it's very exciting being part of something new that's being built. So it was an opportunity that I thought was great for a number of businesses to jump at. And the online exposure that, you know, Karen had written a lot of the Moreton Bay Hub software and things like that. So getting the exposure online also was a helpful factor. But yeah, just with the emerging of the Palmerstone Chamber and the work you'd already done so far, I could just see great connections for the future that would help my business, the community, and you know, benefit other people as well.
I'd like to say we really do appreciate you and your support. So tell me a little bit about your business.
Okay, well, I'm a strategist, property strategist, and I work mainly in the residential space, and I help people build wealth through property. So it's strategy before property and get some clarity before commitment. So I guess I feel very strongly about people being educated before they actually make a decision. And I've always worked on the basis of, you know what you're doing before you do it, before you flick the button, you know. So I'm an active investor myself. I've always worked that way myself, understanding what I do before I do it. And, you know, I have great joy passing that on to others. I have a lot of knowledge to share, and that's how I do it, through property strategy.
Tell me, what's the pitfall? If you don't get strategy first, what could happen? What's the consequences of that?
Okay, well, there can be some very costly mistakes. You might purchase a property that's too high in value, which could, as an example, limit your capacity to go again at a future stage, you know. So, or you might purchase, for example, something with joint owners that also might limit you because lenders see it a different way. And so there's a lot of pitfalls and costly mistakes that you could make if you're not getting the correct guidance.
Okay. So tell me about a success story recently.
Okay, so success story recently. I have a Victorian client because I work with clients both locally and across Australia, and she's closer on the retirement side of things, and she just needed one more property to fit her portfolio for an income stream. And so we developed a strategy there that was going to work through the numbers first and, you know, understand the outcome before we actually did it. And then I helped her find the property that fit the plan. and she ended up buying in Googong, New South Wales. So she also had a goal to avoid land tax. So land tax threshold in New South Wales is very high. It's over $1 million compared to other states and other where she owns other property as well. So she gets the benefit of not having to worry about the land tax, but it's a good investment, ticks all the boxes. It's 20 minutes from Canberra, and you get all the benefits of Canberra without paying the land tax of being in the ACT. So, you know, rental yields and all that become very important with looking at the property criteria and the property data. And so her purchase price was $800,000 and the rent $750 a week. So, and it was actually a property that was already built, brand new though, so it fit all the tax rules, brand new, already built, but she didn't have to go through the construction. So that for her at her age and timing was really important as part of her strategy as well. If she could get built, that's what she preferred.
Okay. And this is why you need someone like Lorraine if you're thinking of investing in property, because all of those things you might not know. And then, you know, you've got, like you said, a costly mistake potentially. So you need an expert in your corner, and Lorraine is definitely that expert.
So talking about Canberra, the recent federal decisions, how has it affected your market?
Well, there's been several decisions. So first of all, the negative gearing changes with capital gains tax, etc. A lot of the clients that I work with are looking for tax effectiveness. So going down the path of new property will continue to be the model that they will work with. So I work with a lot of people who purchase new at the end of the day because of a variety of reasons. You know, it's lower maintenance for the first 10 years and less headaches, get your builder's warranties, things like that. And yes, you have the risk of construction, but if you're walking the path with somebody who's guiding you through the journey, then that certainly helps you reach your goal.
So,
Yeah. So there was the negative gearing, capital gains tax changes. The clients that I work with are basically going to be, at the end of the day, looking at new property. And that's a good model because it has all the, you know, the effectiveness of tax and the capital gains options. So it's still a very favourable one. And I will work with them to find a property. Can be Australia-wide. Many different markets doing many different things. And I'm myself licensed for Queensland and New South Wales, but I have acquisition specialists. I have access to that can source property for me Australia wide. So if you can't afford to buy in Brisbane, we can find you something somewhere else. And so the new model will be probably the favoured model. People have backed off the existing property a bit. A lot of first home buyers obviously are in that market, and it's becoming a little less competitive for them because the investors are backing out. So, you know, that'll be an interesting factor to see what happens with prices, which will vary market to market. You know, it's not one market in Australia. It's markets within markets within markets. So your suburb in Brisbane could outperform, you know, my suburb in Brisbane, you know, depending on the suburb. And then we have the superannuation change. Well, that was a big one. No one really expected the residential lending to stop with super, which has now stopped as of last Monday, 10th of August. And there was a big rush for people who wanted to, you know, get a contract in, because you have to get a contract exchange prior to that date to be able to get the lending through. So I think the rush is now over. But people have pivoted, I think. If they can't get residential lending, they'll pivot to commercial lending more. So I'm seeing more and more opportunities, I guess, being advertised, being, you know, rise up in the commercial space a bit more, but it's always been more high risk than residential. So it's still something to be very carefully evaluated with a strategy.
Excellent. So out of all of the different types of events that we put on, you know, we put on the dinner.
Yes.
The exclusive dinner. We put on the sunset drinks, and then we put on the coffee patch.
Mm-hmm.
So we put on three events every month. Out of those events, which one's your favourite?
Well, actually, the Monster Networking, which you didn't mention, was a great event for meeting people very quickly around the room, but it gives you an opportunity to go back to those who you're really interested in, and then the opportunity to go to a dinner for eight out of some of those people in the room gives you an opportunity to get a really good, detailed idea of connection or possible connection or possible opportunities with businesses in the room of the eight. You know, or if they're not a good fit, you can go for another eight for dinner, you know, in another month's time or 2 months' time until you meet the right people with the right fit. But it's that opportunity, you know, that opportunity is rare. And I've actually never come across that before, that dinner for eight. So I think that's a really good opportunity. And you don't, you know, that you always say you don't know what you don't know until somebody teaches you something, right? But you don't know who you don't know either. So it's just...
And you don't know who they know.
They know, correct. So it's keeping your mind open to, you know, cross opportunities, you know, cross referrals.
Just for the listeners, the exclusive dinner of eight, we have a secret room at the Bribey RSL. Don't tell anyone. And what we do, we literally put eight businesses in the room and we make alliances, business alliances, referral partners, mm-hmm. and it's a process. Hey,
yeah.
Karen.
Yeah, it's a curated dinner, so we guide the conversation. We make sure that people are getting value in the room from the connections that they're making. So it's the first Tuesday of every month. Our next one's September the 1st at Bribey RSL. It's $59, and that includes your meal and a drink. And we've just had such good feedback from it in terms of people connecting, people doing business in the room. You know, there's money exchanged in the room between people. It's a really thriving way to, you know, slow the pace, get people connecting on a almost on a one-to-one level. And, you know, we've had groups that have gone off and built little WhatsApp groups amongst themselves, and they all go out to dinner together and they've made, you know, almost like colleagues. So it's had some really, really positive results.
And again, for the listeners, can you explain what Lorraine was talking about when she was talking about the Monster?
Oh, yeah. So the Monster Speed Networking. So there'll be another one coming up. Watch this space. So that is almost the opposite of the private dinner where the last one we had 70 people attend. So it was quite noisy. But that is a little bit on the premise of speed dating. So you get 30 seconds with each other. One person talks and the other person talks, and then one side of the room stands up, moves along, and gets to talk to somebody else. So you get to connect with 70 businesses in one night. So it is quite chaotic. It is quite loud. It's probably not for people that are a little bit sort of introverted, but yeah, some really good results from that. Imagine connecting with 70 people in one go.
Hey, listen, it's been really good time. I really enjoyed talking with you today, Lorraine. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That wraps up today's episode from the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce. We heard from Michael Parker, President of the Chamber, Karen Lewis, Chamber Secretary, and VIP member Lorraine Nielsen, licensed property strategist and founder of Property Destinations. Together, they covered upcoming Chamber events from the September Business Networking Dinner at Bribey Island RSL to Sunset Networking Drinks and Monster Speed Networking, and some pretty sharp advice and analysis on property investment. For more podcasts like this one, head to 1015fm.com.au. Thank you to Michael, Karen, and Lorraine for joining us today.